Hey, what's up, B-Fam? Randall and Scarlett here. Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family podcast.
This podcast is all about helping blended families strengthen relationships with their spouse and kids while growing their relationship with God, with new episodes every Monday and Friday.
Now, Monday mornings, we take one hot topic that seems to be a common issue in blended families. We end each episode with practical tools and tips that you can start using in your own family to create those stronger bonds.
And every Friday, we bring a little excitement to help jumpstart your weekend by providing fun ideas that you can use in your marriage and with your kids. Or hey, maybe it even just stirs up some other fun ideas to do with your family.
But the most important thing is, don't forget to enjoy the moment. Life is not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Now let's get started with today's episode. Hey, welcome, B-Fam.
What is up?
Welcome to another episode.
A fun Friday.
This is one of her favorite ones. And
it is. I love fun Friday. I mean, Fridays are always great anyways, but now they're like extra special because we do fun Friday.
We get to talk about fun stuff, about being intentional with each other and just kind of bringing a new idea, right? A new thing or a new topic to discuss or have fun and just kind of stir up some creativity.
Yeah, and I think I said it in maybe it was the intro that, was that the intro where we talked about the 100%? I can guarantee 100%.
Yeah, that was our introduction episode.
Yes. That fun Fridays, these things, this spending quality time with the people you love, I can 100% guarantee you will not regret it. At the end of your life, you will not ever look back and say, dang, I spent too much time with my kids.
That's true.
Or dang, I spent too much time with my spouse.
That's true.
I should have worked more.
Yeah. I should have worked more. Dang it.
I should have watched more TV. So.
And if you're thinking that, I'd rather work than spend time with my family, then maybe it's got to flip, right? Maybe it's like, I bet if you start spending more time with your family, then you would see the results you want to see. So you probably really enjoy it then. There was a reason why you got together. There's a reason why you married each other. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why you have kids together or you're raising kids. And in a blended family, we're putting our kids together.
And we understand, like from the bottom of our hearts, we understand how hard it is to carve time out of your day when you are in the busy part of life where your kids are younger, when they're all involved in stuff, and you're barely finding time just to even get 5 hours of sleep, and get the house clean and all the things that have to get done, much less going and spending some quality time. But that is what pushed us to this place and brought us to this on our journey of enjoying the moment. Years ago, what we realized is that we needed, that was like priority, main thing. Your relationships are going to be at their strongest when you're intentional with that time that you spend with them. So we want to make it easier and more enjoyable for you and maybe just shift your thinking even a little bit where what's important to you, because I am a workaholic by nature. And this man right here, he works really hard, which I think as a man in the family, you feel that responsibility, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as a guy, I feel like I got to provide and everything. But I think for me as well, I can be a workaholic too. I do, especially when you enjoy what you're doing. So, you know, that makes it a lot easier to fall into that trap. It's very easy to get lost in that. And then when you start adding on things that you need to do, responsibilities you have, kid activities, depending on where your kids are at, where you're maybe are bouncing from function to function, and then you're adding in your thing, she's adding in her thing, it gets very complex to have that time.
And I know a lot of people out there go back to college, and so that was the thing. Like, I was raising my kids while I was in college. They were younger. It was before we married, and I was finishing up my degree when we married. And then a few years in, Randall decided to go back to college. And so I see so often so many people saying going back to college, and they're in the middle of raising their kids. So that is just a whole nother added amount of time that's pulling you in different directions. And it's it's admirable. It's definitely, amazing for you to go back to school at that point. But it's just another thing of reminding yourself, like, you you need to, even more so when you're working full-time and now going to school part-time, full-time, whatever, that you still need to make those memories during that season of your kid's life.
Yeah, and normally when we get so busy, that's the first thing that goes, unfortunately, is we get so caught up in our day-to-day that we lose that being intentional with each other, and then it becomes just ships in passing, and you start seeing each other start falling apart and not really blending well together as being in blended families. We need to be even more intentional in a family dynamic, because we're, you know, there's a lot of issues that come with that. So, you know, the more time we can spend together, sometimes the easier it is to blend together as well. So it is just being intentional.
And one thing that we talk about this and a lot of our other stuff as well, but one thing we would always realize is when we were starting to see each other's flaws a lot more and like picking at each other or being frustrated with the other one, it usually, if you traced back like what was going on, we just weren't spending any quality time together. Yeah. And when that was happening, it was beginning to cause that division between us. So
it was almost like a flag. It was an indicator that...
Yeah, like, oh, wait.
wait a minute. We hadn't been spending time. When's the last time we went out on a date together or whatnot? And as we've talked before, and we'll talk future, that, you know, if our marriage isn't strong, then we fail as parents. So, you know, we've got to be on the same page, which means we got to stay together and we got to be together. And so really kind of these ideas is we know a lot of the time, our time is being stretched. So it's trying to come up with these fun, creative ideas that you can, that's kind of today's topic, that you're already doing or know you need to do or whatnot, that you start incorporating it. You start meshing, you know, let me spend some quality time here while I'm already doing this thing. So, you know, so kind of today's fun Friday is finding a physical activity together.
Physical activity, but not, I don't know why I always take it that way. Right now, we're not talking about that kind of physical activity. Get out the gutter, people.
Where her mind is.
But finding something where you and your spouse, or even you and your kids, or even as an entire family, you can go out and do something that's getting your body moving and having fun while you're doing it. And we're going to say
something. No, well, I'm just saying maybe you're not the athletic type or something of that.
I am not.
But there is all types of things that we can do just to go out and, I mean, going for a walk, you know, going for a run. But, just things like that mm-hmm. you start finding interest in each other. And one thing that we found, this kind of our fun Friday tip is, you know, something that we found is that we enjoyed playing tennis together, which is kind of a strange thing that we had just stumbled upon. I grew up playing racquetball myself, and then I would go play tennis from time to time, and then that just kind of went to the wayside. You know, life happened, we got busy, and, you know, I've always struggled finding exercise or physical routines. You know, it's like I'm on the wagon and off the wagon, on the wagon and off the wagon. And so, you know, that's just kind of one of the things that I'd lost. And we said, you know what? We know we need to be active. We know we need to start doing some stuff. So it's kind of like, what is something that we could do that's fun that we enjoy doing together?
Yeah, and I'm like not athletic at all. I do not like any kind of contact sport. I don't like things where like I have to think really quick, like balls flying at me is just like, but for some reason tennis, I feel capable. I'm able to push myself and it gives me that competitiveness that I like, but at the same time, like, I feel safe. Like, I don't like sports where I feel like people are coming at me and they're gonna hurt me.
But this was a fun one that really, it's a small investment. You know, he's buying two rackets and buying a thing of tennis balls, and boom, you can go find a tennis court anywhere, and it's a free thing that you can do. So, and that's really fun for the kids. We would even, I remember many times that when we'd go play, we'd bring the kids along.
We got them all a nice cheap racket too.
Yeah. And they would play that, or else they'd just play around the park or, you know, play around the tennis courts or grab a ball, and they'd go off and kind of do their thing. But we're kind of all in the same facility, having fun doing that together. So that was just something kind of fun that we stumbled upon. So really is taking that time and talking with each other and saying, you know, what can we do together? And, you know, what...
Yeah, and like, what are some times that, like, maybe one of your kids is at practice, but you have one of your other kids and y'all normally would just be sitting there on your phone or whatever, trying to, like, keep your kid from wanting to have 500 snow cones at the concession stand or something. Like, what could you do with that kid during that time? Like, maybe y'all could start walking the track or bring a basketball along or, you know, just something where you can include them in something during that time. Because I just know I watch a lot of my mom friends and a lot of them spend a lot of time at the ball field while one kid is practicing. And that's great to be able to be there and focus on your kids, like, during the game and stuff. But maybe one day out of the week during the practice, you're pulling away. Or maybe if it's, like Randall's always coached our kids' sporting events. So maybe beforehand, y'all go like 10 minutes early and kick the ball around or something. Just using that time where you're like, oh, this would be a perfect amount of time. Maybe you're waiting for your kids to get out of school. So just finding those things where you're not adding in extra things or it becomes like a chore, but these times where maybe it's not your favorite thing during the day because you are in a waiting period during that, whatever you're waiting for, that you can use it better or well.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, B-Fam, if you're looking for some fun out-of-the-box date night ideas, you've got to check out the Adventure Challenge. They have books for couples, family, friends, and even solo adventures. So get one for you and your family, or they make a great gift idea.
Yeah, we really enjoy their products and just all the out-of-the-box things. So we decided to become affiliates with them just to share their products with you. We have an affiliate link that you can use below. So at checkout, use the promo code ENJOYTHEMOMENT for 10% off of your total purchase. This is just another way for you to be able to enjoy the moment. So back to our episode. Yeah, one cool thing is these are memories that you will have with your kids for a lifetime. These are memories you'll have with your spouse for a lifetime. And why I say that is there was a period when my biological daughter was young and I did coach her soccer team. I didn't mean to coach it. I just stumbled and they needed a coach. And so I didn't know anything about soccer at that time. And so I was like, you know what, I'll step up. And I started watching videos and just tried to figure out the whole soccer thing and fell in love with it.
Did you know you can go to the library and rent DVDs? Yeah. How to be a soccer coach.
How to be a soccer coach.
Now you could probably get like an online course, watch a lot of YouTube. But
it was awesome. Yeah. But, you know, I had so much fun during that, and she did too, that we found ourselves now she's 22, and we went... This was funny that, you know, we're talking about this now, but we went a couple weeks ago and she hadn't touched a soccer ball in forever. And we went out and said, hey, let's go kick the soccer ball. And so we went out to a park and me and her, we kicked the soccer ball and it was the most fun time we had. In fact, it ended up raining whenever we were playing and it was like the perfect time. You know, we sat there and laughed because we were out there kicking the soccer ball in the rain, you know, and just having fun because it was so hot outside. You know, here we are summertime in South Texas. And it was so hot, we were dripping sweat, then the cloud comes and the rain comes, and man, it felt so good. It like cooled us off and we kept playing, and at the end of it, we're like, man, that was so fun. You know, it kind of brought back those memories, kind of the, you know, the nostalgic times that we had.
Well, you going and pulling out your old coach shirt, I think.
Yeah, I did. I pulled that out and I still had the old cleats and everything. Like, these cleats are like crumbling. So it was really fun. We had a good time on that. So yeah, just finding a common interest with your kids and utilizing your time, you know, being trying to capitalize on what you're already doing and just taking that time within your week to where y'all can do something fun together.
And I know a lot of you probably don't have the same setup that Randall and I have right now, but just in case you do, maybe this is something that can help you out. But with us both working here at the house, and maybe you do because it's, you know, pandemic or whatever,
COVID,
it has put you at home. Maybe you're not working on the same job together, but you're both working at the house. So one of our things that we've started doing is at the end of the day, taking a walk around the block, just a couple times, maybe one time, just a little transition to get us out of, okay, work, zone, we'll still even talk work while we're walking, but then when we come back and then we're switching gears, it's like, okay, now we're home because we're not actually leaving home. So that's something that we're just like looking forward to in the day too, is going out and getting that walk in.
And it's good just to change up the normal stuff. So if you are like in an environment and that's all you're doing all day long, for me it's fun just getting up and getting outside, doing something different. So yeah, no, we enjoy that. And actually what we found out is it makes us a lot more creative.
Yeah, that's when like things, we've been sitting at the computer all day like racking our brain, and then we get out, go for a walk, and it's like things, juices just start flowing.
They really don't. It's crazy how that happens. It's science, but it does. It like stirs up some different things just mentally. And whenever you get out there, it's fun. You're doing it together. You're getting to talk together. Have that one-on-one time. So that's fun. That's something you can do with your spouse. That's something you can do with your kids. Say, hey, let's go for a walk. You know, and they would love to hang out with you. So yeah.
Well, lots of little tidbits of how you can get some physical activity in with your spouse, with your kids, some one-on-one time as the whole family. So just get out there. Yeah. We know that it's good for you. Like, we know, like he's just saying, like the science behind the creativity. Not just that, but you got kids that are struggling with any kind of anxiety or depression. It is scientifically proven. The doctors recommend it because we've struggled with these things with our kids. And that is part of like the regimen of getting over it. Not just here, take some medicine, but they'll tell you like,
get active.
Eat right and get outside and get active. Get your body moving 30 minutes a day. And just even just being out and getting some vitamin D is huge for your mental health.
Yeah.
So if that's something that you're like, well, I can't even get my kid out the bedroom, like, find something that they will be interested in outside. It could be just going for a trail, like a walk in a trail, something that let them pick. Let them be the one that's guiding that. And once you get them out and that make it a routine, it's going to be so good for them.
And how powerful is that for your stepkids as well? You know, you're sitting there trying, you know, those can be some of the hardest bonds that in a blended family that we can have. So it is trying to maybe ask them, hey, you want to go, maybe, you know, it's your stepson, you want to go throw a baseball or you want to go kick a soccer ball or, you know, something like that, you know, now you're just going out there and having fun together. And, you know, you can do the same with your stepdaughter, you know, it's getting creative. Hey, let's go take a walk around the park, or let's go look for butterflies. I don't know.
You were thinking about Devin. Just kidding. Yeah. But it is for boys, it is less intimidating to, like, you know, for girls, you could say, you want to go on a mother-daughter date? And that would make them excited. If you said that to a boy, they'd be like, I am not dating you. Or like a dude date, like, you know, they don't call it that. But hey, you want to go toss the ball, or you want to go throw the, you know, shoot the basketball or whatever. It's less intimidating for them to go out and do something like that. And you can have so much rich conversation while you're actually playing, and you're like, tricking them, you know, it's like trickery
in a good way.
But you're just shooting the ball and then just asking some questions and getting the conversation flowing, because we've learned that is just key, is to have that communication. So anytime you can drive that conversation with them, it's just, you won't regret it.
So that's powerful. So yeah, today's topic, just go get physical. Let's get physical.
Hey, I don't usually sing with you when you physical, but I think it's talking about the other kind of physical.
Oh. You know, it's funny. Some of those songs that we listen to, you don't really listen to the whole words.
Yeah, what was the one I was singing the other day? I want to dance with somebody. I want to...
feel the heat.
I want to feel the heat. We're like, okay. We started this episode talking about getting physical, and yes. Yeah, we're ending it with that.
So, let that just kind of encourage you over the weekends. Maybe that's some fun topics that you can have with your spouse, you can have with your kids, and say, you know what? What can we do this week? Just something that we're already doing, and just kind of add that aspect to it. So getting creative and having fun together, and just kind of building those memories and enjoying it. So sweet, awesome. That's good talk.
Right. That was good.
Yeah, good stuff. So love, we will see y'all later.
Bye,
bye guys.
Hey, thanks for joining us for another fun Friday here at Enjoying Your Blended Family. All the links we talked about today are in the show notes. And if you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe because it's free and it lets you know when we have another episode out for you to listen to.
And if you don't mind helping us out so we can start reaching more people, leave us a rating and review. You never know when we'll give you a shout out. Until next time, have fun being intentional and remember to enjoy the moment.